Welcome to this podcast about Valencia Bluffs and the West Coast Trail in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Valencia Bluffs are sea cliffs along the West Coast Trail in Pacific Rim National Park Reserve on Vancouver Island's southwest shore, about 29 miles northwest of Port Renfrew and 11 miles southeast of Bamfield, British Columbia. The bluffs were named for the steamship Valencia, which wrecked here in 1906. In coastal areas with a relatively steep bathymetric slope, continuous ocean waves may create steep cliffs depending on factors such as jointing, bedding, and bedrock hardness. Waves breaking on a steep cliff face expand energy, eroding the cliff's base, eventually forming a wave-cut notch with an overhang. The notch continues to erode until the overhanging rock collapses and the resulting debris is gradually transported by waves and currents. On coasts composed of erosion-resistant materials such as sandstone, limestone, or granite, a flat wave-cut platform forms in front of the cliff. Southwest Vancouver Island comprises distinct assemblages of geologic formations or terrains that have accreted onto North America's western margin, chiefly the Wrangellia terrain, which extends from Vancouver Island to central Alaska. Wrangellia is largely an oceanic plateau formed by a vast outpouring of flood basalts that erupted onto the ocean floor and were later accreted to North America's western margin. Between Port Renfrew and Barkley Sound on Vancouver Island's west coast, the Wrangellia terrain is overlain by marine sedimentary rocks of the Carmana Group, deposited from the late Eocene to the late Oligocene. The Carmana Group comprises interbedded sandstone, conglomerate, and shale that form the wave-cut platforms along this section of coast. On Vancouver Island's west coast, the Wrangellia terrain is intruded by a belt of plutonic rock known as the West Coast Crystalline Complex, which formed during the Jurassic. This complex is exposed at Valencia Bluffs, where it is composed mainly of erosion-resistant amphibolite, diorite, and migmatite. After the maritime fur trade, a booming timber industry spurred increased shipping along the Pacific coast. Gold rushes, the Fraser River in 1858, Leech Town near Sook in the 1860s, Caribou in 1862, and Klondike from 1897 to 1899, further moved people and goods along the coast. Most vessels headed for the Strait of Juan de Fuca, known for strong currents and stormy weather, that wrecked hundreds of ships on Vancouver Island's southwest coast. SS Valencia, an iron-hulled passenger steamer built in 1882 for service between Venezuela and New York City, displaced 1,598 tons and measured 252 feet. In 1898, Valencia was sold to the Pacific Steam Whaling Company, which brought her around Cape Horn to the U.S. West Coast for service between San Francisco and Alaska. Later that year, the U.S. Army chartered the vessel as a troop transport, and Valencia supported a survey of College Fjord in Prince William Sound, led by Captain Edwin F. Glenn. In 1902, the ship was acquired by the Pacific Coast Steamship Company. After a collision in Elliott Bay at Seattle and a grounding at St. Michael, Alaska, she was moored in San Francisco as a backup vessel. In January 1906, she ran from San Francisco to Seattle. Clear weather at departure gave way near Cape Mendocino to a strong southeast wind. Without celestial observations and out of sight of land, Valencia missed the Strait of Juan de Fuca. Shortly before midnight on 22 January, she struck a reef 11 miles off Cape Beale. To avoid sinking, the captain ordered her aground on Vancouver Island, but she hit another reef. In the ensuing confusion, most lifeboats were launched. Three capsized during lowering, two capsized at sea, and one disappeared. The death toll reached 136, with only 37 survivors. Every woman and child perished. Within days of the Valencia disaster, an investigation was launched. It ran from February 14 to March 1, 1906, with the final report published on April 14. Investigators agreed that navigational errors and poor weather were largely to blame. Safety equipment was generally functional, but lifeboat drills had not been conducted, and rescuing vessels' crews did all they could under the circumstances. The loss of life was attributed to a series of unfortunate coincidences compounded by a lack of life-saving infrastructure, along Vancouver Island's coast. A second investigation, initiated by President Theodore Roosevelt, aimed to identify the disaster's causes and recommend measures to prevent future loss of life. Valencia is one of five shipwrecks at Valencia Bluffs. The others are Jana Cowan, Robert Lewers, Woodside, and Varsity. Although plans were already underway to improve safety infrastructure, public outcry over the Valencia wreck spurred the Canadian government to launch a comprehensive improvement plan. The plan called for a new lighthouse at Pachina Point near the wreck, a coastal life-saving trail with regularly spaced shelters, five wireless stations along the coast, rescue surf boats at Tofino and Ucluit, and the Bamfield Lifeboat Station with a well-equipped rescue steamboat. The Pachina Point Lighthouse was lit in 1908 and the Dominion Lifesaving Trail completed in 1911. In 1973, the trail became part of the Pacific Rim National Park Reserve and was renamed the West Coast Trail. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.